Hello and welcome to Class 3 in Module 3 of Slow Down and Tune In, which is all about surrendering and embracing the unknown. Today's class is a beautiful culmination point of all of the work that you have been doing over the past few months. Everything we've been working on in this course has been leading you up to this point. So we began looking within at your mindset, at your self-talk, at where fear was playing out for you, at what the inner stories were going on inside your mind, what was taking you out of the present moment, what was consuming space, what was causing you to rush and push through life. And as you began to witness that, you began to create space between yourself and that voice in your mind, and you began to reclaim your power from it. As we came into the second module, we dropped a little bit deeper. We looked at your relationship with yourself. We began to tune in more deeply to your body, to your own wants and needs, to your inner voice, to your heart. We began to, you started to come into deeper connection, to drop out of just the mind and come deeper into the body and into yourself. And through our third module, we began to awaken more of this inner wisdom, your heart energy, your intuitive voice. And as we come to this point in the course now, this is really about practicing a different way of living your life. This class on surrender today and being in the unknown is about this new way of living your life where you are connected to your power, to your inner truth, where you are being guided from within, where you are surrendering to the higher divine plan of your life, where you are surrendering to your divine inner wisdom, where you are willing to live in the present moment and take life one step at a time, with it being revealed to you one moment at a time, because you've developed that trust in yourself and in relationship to your own self and your own inner wisdom. So we're going to talk more about it in this class today. And as I said, this really is now a way of living that you can practice moving forward. So let's dive in. We're going to talk about how practicing surrender can deeply benefit and support you. Why? Why do we want to be practicing surrender? We're going to talk about what it looks like to practice surrender and the many different shapes and forms that this practice can take. I'm going to look at some starting steps that will help you release patterns of control. We're going to talk a little bit about control and instead learn how to let go and go with the flow. It's kind of the opposite of control. We're going to talk about how to navigate these periods of unknown and uncertainty and really find trust within yourself and find trust and faith within yourself rather than needing that externally. And we're going to look at as well the balance between living in a state of surrender while also taking action, because surrendering is not a passive state. It's not about doing nothing. It's not about making things happen in your life. It's a co-creative dance between surrendering and letting go and taking inspired guided action rather than fear-driven forced action. All right. So at this point of the course, you know, I even just want you to check in. How are you feeling at this point? Are you feeling more connected to your heart and intuition? Are you feeling more self-aware? Are you feeling more able to catch out old patterns of fear? Are you feeling more connected to love? Where are you at? And this, everything we've talked about in this course, like I said, is a way of living now. So it's going to require continual ongoing practice. But I'd love for you just to check in and notice what has shifted for you and how you're feeling as you're at this point of our journey together. And are you ready to surrender even deeper? Maybe just even think about that in yourself. Are you ready to open up, to step into surrender, to let go, to learn how to flow with life more, and to trust this energy now that you've begun to awaken within you, and to trust in this higher plan and trust that this energy knows what is right for you and is always guiding you to it, even when you're afraid, even when you don't understand what it's telling you to do, even when it seems to not make sense. If you can trust in that part of you, you know that you're always being taken care of. So why do we practice surrender? Surrender creates a space. It opens up a space for our spirit, our soul, our higher self, whatever you want to call it, to come in and guide you. It's our invitation. When we surrender, we invite in another part of ourselves. We say, me and my human self, I don't know the answers. I don't know how to figure this out. I have tried and I don't know. And so we open up a space and we invite in spirit and we say, help me. I'm willing to surrender. I'm willing to let go. I'm willing to say, I don't know. And now I invite you in to show me. Surrender helps us unravel fake power patterns and find our true power, because control is an illusion of being powerful or being in charge. And when we are willing to release those fake feelings of power, the ego's power, we can actually awaken our true power. And that true power is that part of you that's never afraid. That true power is the part of you that knows it's creating its reality. It doesn't need to control to feel safe. It finds safety within. It doesn't need to control to find certainty. It finds certainty within. That's true authentic power. Surrender allows us just to be in the present moment and enjoy life. You know, you can't enjoy life when you are future tripping and trying to control everything and analyzing everything. Surrender does allow you actually to find much more joy and peace in the moment, just being here in the moment, continuously bringing yourself back to the here and now, reminding yourself there's nothing wrong right here, right now. Everything's okay. There's nothing for me to figure out right now. It can reduce anxiety and overthinking. Surrender, as much as it may initially create anxiety if surrender's new for you, but long-term, surrender absolutely reduces anxiety. It allows you to play bigger and take risks because, again, you're surrendering to that energy that's guiding you. And so when your mind would normally say, you can't do that, that's impossible, don't take that risk, that deeper part of you is saying, honey, go for it. You've got this. I've got you. You can do it. Take that leap. Make that decision. Open up your heart. It allows us to be in our heart and be in the unknown. I think we can live a much more heart-driven life when we are surrendering. You are surrendering to your heart. You are surrendering to what your heart desires, to what you love, to what lights you up, and saying, I don't care if this is an unconventional path. I want to follow the path of my greatest joy and bliss. We don't need to think as much when we surrender. And I know it takes time to turn down the intensity and volume on that voice, but when you do come into surrender, you don't actually need to think about things so much. You live more in the flow. You experience more magic and synchronicity. It allows you to be guided to what's truly right for you. It might in the short term ask you to detach from the things that you think are right for you and let go of them, release them. Surrender to the fact they're being removed from your life, but then to know that you are in the bigger picture long term being guided and realigned with things that are so right for you. Surrender, and this is the biggest thing it's helped me with, it helps me feel supported. It helps me feel like I'm not alone, because I think a lot of us can feel very alone in our lives and on our journeys. But when you realize you're co-creating with a higher force that loves you and is taking care of you, you can feel so deeply supported in your life. That's one of the biggest things it's given me, particularly in my business. And I think it allows you to create true inner change, because again, it allows you to surrender your attachment to how the external has to look, because control is very often focused on, let me get everything looking perfect, lined up in a perfect way, lined up in a way that makes me feel safe, lined up in a way that looks good to others. Surrender is, okay, I'm going to release all of that need for things to look perfect on the outside, and I'm going to get into the messiness, like the caterpillar going into the cocoon. I'm going to get into the messiness of this process and create transformation within. I'm going to surrender to that inner transformation that's happening inside of me, knowing that in time I'm going to emerge in a brand new way. But in that process of surrendering into the messiness, life might look a little messy on the outside for a while, and that's okay. So it's a very empowering practice. And I ask you in the workbook actually to reflect on what your current ideas are about surrender. To actually notice in yourself if you have any judgments around what surrender means, if you have any negative perceptions, because people can think surrender is weakness. People can think surrender is giving up. People can think surrender is being powerless, passive, letting people walk all over you, just tolerating what life is giving you. And I want you to journal out around if you have any perceptions of surrender that aren't allowed, that are actually preventing you stepping into that practice because you see it as a negative thing. So journal about that. And then I want you to actually write out, how can you shift your perspective? What can you see for you personally might be some of the benefits of practicing surrender and how might this help you? How might this be a really beautiful practice for you to take on? How might it help you experience a lot more peace in your life? So let's talk a little bit more around particularly control. Where are my notes on control? So where does control play out for you? I was talking in the group coaching call recently about perfectionism. That's a big way that control plays out for us. Control, I really want you to notice it. It is the part of you that is so afraid. It feels that if you can really unpack the fear that's behind your control, you can realize there is a little part of you that is afraid and that feels safe through being in control. It is the part of you that looks at life and says, you know, maybe this thing is going wrong. This isn't unfolding how I want it to. This isn't unfolding in the pace that I want it to. What I'm noticing in that person or in that environment makes me feel unsafe, makes me feel like things aren't good or right, and I need to go fix and change that. It's that part of you that needs to go and fix and change what makes it uncomfortable, that needs to go and push things along because they're not moving fast enough, or make that thing look pretty because it doesn't look pretty, or get things to a place where there's a more appealing physical appearance on the outside, or be in control of certain things like finances because it makes you feel safe that you're going to be okay, or be in control of your body because it makes you feel safe that you are beautiful and lovable and people are going to like you. What judgment and the way judgment and control work together, because these two patterns work together, is we talked about judgment right at the start. You look out at life, you create a judgment, so you put a label on something as being not good, not right, not perfect, not how it should be. So that's the first step. The mind judges and labels something. And just you start to notice that. Notice when you look at something, you say, I don't like this. This isn't how it should be. This is wrong. And then control comes in, fear comes in and says, right, let's fix and change this. I'm going to get in charge of this because this is making me feel uncomfortable. I want to get in charge of it and try to make it better. So we know that pattern well. We all know it. And we all know that it is just, it's constant surface changes. And it is like you get one thing under control and then something else happens. And then something else needs to get under control. And then another thing happens. It's like just trying to put out all these little fires. And how exhausting. You can spend years of your life just trying to fix all these things that you think are wrong. And you know, sometimes you need to go through that pattern a lot, and no judgment if you're in it, because I know that pattern well. Sometimes you need to go through that for quite a while before you get tired of it. Before you say, you know what, this is destroying my life. I'm not getting anywhere. I'm not making progress. Because I'm just sort of in this treadmill of trying to fix and change all these things or be in control of all these things that I feel so out of control of. And what you always want to control something that makes you where you feel out of control. So look at the places where you feel out of control, where you feel powerless. Have you ever done this in a relationship? If someone's acting in a way that doesn't make you feel good, or you feel like you don't have power in that situation, sometimes you want to get in control of it. I've done this in relationships where, say, a guy's kind of stringing me along and not being very clear on where he's at, and I feel very powerless in that situation. I just want to nip it in the bud and end it, so I can get back in control. And I might message him and be like, hey, you know what? And probably a harsh message. I'm over this. This is so unfair. See you later. Get out of my life. I've sent those types of messages. And what that does is that allows me to get back in control of a situation where I feel out of control. And I'm like, I'm back in charge, versus probably the surrendered way to handle that would be to get honest about how I'm feeling. Be like, wow, I'm finding this really hard because there's a lack of clarity here and I feel really powerless. And then maybe I would actually have the courage to have an honest conversation and say, hey, this is how I'm feeling. Can you just let me know where you're at? If you're not interested, it's cool. Like, let's just not keep going, but I just need to know where you're at around this. And this is what I've noticed in myself in those places of control. It's often where we feel vulnerable. And we need to get honest in those moments around what's really going on for us. Why are we feeling afraid? What are we afraid about? Where do we feel unsafe? Where do we feel scared? And how are we using control to protect us? And surrendering means you go in and you surrender to what's present for you. You almost surrender to the fear. You get honest to it and you go, yeah, wow. I feel terrified because I've just quit my job to set up my business and I don't know what's going to happen. And so that fear-driven part of me is trying to get me to shop every day and control and hustle and force. But if I would surrender, I would just sit with myself and say, oh my God, I'm terrified. And then I would surrender to that part of myself and say, okay, guide me, support me. Please help me. How do I navigate this unknown? I hope you can see the difference in the two ways you can handle that fear that comes with control. So control's always like, I need to know what's going to happen so that I can feel safe. And I need to feel in charge of what's going to happen so that I can feel safe. Surrender says, I don't know what's going to happen and that's okay. I feel scared and that's okay. How can I support myself through my fear rather than using control as a way to feel safe? You know, I've made this note here, and this is so something that I feel. I've said here, sometimes spirit will intentionally keep you blindfolded in order to keep you present. And surrender again is looking at those places where we don't know what's going to happen, where we are in uncertainty. And we say, okay, maybe life is trying to teach me something here. Maybe life is saying, here's a beautiful opportunity for you to stay in the present moment, for you to perhaps shift your perception out of what is wrong and what isn't working, and instead shift it into what is good and right and what is working. Be in the present in a state of appreciation and just say, okay, life, reveal this to me one step at a time. Reveal, like I'm in the mystery, and you're going to reveal it to me one step at a time. And maybe that's fun, and maybe that's beautiful and exciting, and maybe that means I'm in the adventure of life. Like, life is boring if I know what's going to happen. Like, if you went to go watch a movie, and someone had already told you exactly what was going to happen, what the ending was going to be, it wouldn't be as fun. The whole fun thing about seeing a movie is you sit there and you don't know what's going to happen. You're in the mystery, and it's revealing itself to you moment by moment. We put ourselves in those situations intentionally because we love the adventure and the mystery and the unknown and the revealing. And you can look at your life through that same perspective. So, where at the moment do you find yourself most often caught in patterns of control? So I said for me, it's relationships, it's finances, it's my body. I think usually if we ever feel out of control in our bodies or how our body is being or looking, we will then try to get back in control of it, won't we? And that's what things like, you know, eating disorders and all of that, it's their patterns of control. They're how we are trying to control our body because we feel very out of control of our body. Why do you like to be in control or control how things unfold? How does it make you feel? Get honest there. Unpack this a little bit for yourself. Why do you like to be in control? And what does that feeling of control give you? All patterns, all of our behaviors serve us in some way. In these situations, and identify a few key situations or maybe one that's really playing out for you, how could you practice letting go? Where could you let go a little? What could you let go of? How could you trust more and allow instead of controlling? Allow. I love that word, allow. That word is like, I'm going to allow things to unfold, allow things to be as they are versus controlling them. How would it feel to surrender the need to be in control? Just feel into this. How would it feel to surrender your need to be in control and instead deeply trust that everything is going to work out? If you knew that everything was going to be fine, and you could just let go, how would that feel? You know, instant weight off your shoulders, right? Really feel into that. Where in the moment in your life are you being asked to release your plan, to surrender, and to trust in the higher divine plan, to trust that there is an energy guiding you, to trust that everything is working out? Where is life asking you to do that? You're going to get put in these situations where life is going to give you an opportunity to practice this. I also want you to think about a time in the past where things didn't unfold according to your plan, but they worked out even better than you expected. Can you see how through your plan not working out, life was guiding you to something better? Because life always is. And I want you to find those opportunities, those examples. I've had a lot of those examples in my life where something I wanted didn't work out, and I later realized it was because life was guiding me to something else. That often happens in relationships. You know, when you got your mind fixated on someone and then you realize it didn't work out with them because there was someone else who was truly right for you? So think about that. I'm just getting you to unpack a few things here. I'm also getting you to look at, where are you facing the unknown or uncertainty at the moment? What feelings has this been triggering in you? Where right now are you sitting in a situation where you are facing unknown and uncertainty? And what is this bringing up for you? And then I want you also to think about a time in the past where you faced a similar situation. We've all been in these times of unknown and uncertainty before, but it's worked out, hasn't it? I want you to think about, how can you draw on your learnings from this past experience to help you move through your current experience of navigating the unknown? So think about a time where you faced unknown and uncertainty. I've been through so many of them. And draw on what you learned from that experience, what helped you in that situation, how you navigated it, and then apply that wisdom to now. Almost give yourself some guidance now. What do you most need to hear? What do you need to remind yourself of because of the past experiences that you've had? So a few more things that surrender can look like. Let me just unpack it for you for a little. It can look like surrendering to your body. So surrender is say, when your body says, I need to rest, I need a break, I can't keep doing this, I need to eat some chocolate today, I need to sleep more. So surrender might look like surrendering to your body and what it's asking for, rather than pushing your body based on what you think it needs. Surrender might mean being in the unknown with no clarity or direction of where you're going, almost feeling like you're hovering in midair sometimes. Surrendering might mean surrendering a desire, meaning that there's something that you want, but maybe you're having to surrender to the fact that it's never going to happen, or surrendering that to the fact that it's going to happen differently or at a different time to what you wanted or expected. Surrender might mean detachment, detaching from the outcome, how the outcome is going to look, the specifics of the outcome. Actually, sometimes you need to make peace with the fact that maybe accepting it's not going to happen, and that allows you the detachment to let it happen. But surrender will often be that practice of detaching from the outcome. And I think surrender is practicing acceptance of what you can see wants to leave your life. If something is being removed, taken away, if you're being asked to let go of something from your life, surrender is accepting and allowing that to happen. It doesn't mean you can't be upset and devastated, but you trust that process and you let it unfold. You honor your emotions, but you say, okay, life, there is a reason you're removing this from my life. Sometimes surrendering means waiting. I can relate to this. And waiting to the human self is different to waiting to the spirit self. Now, if you listen to my podcast on surrendering to the divine plan, I wrote to my guidance in that episode and I said, why am I waiting so long for what I want? And my guidance said to me, we don't see time in the way you see it. We don't track how long things are taking. Everything comes to you in the moment that you're energetically ready for it. That's the delay. It's never that you're waiting and why is it taking so long. To the human self, that's how we see it. To our spiritual self, to our higher self, everything is just waiting to come into our lives until we're ready for it. It's all about our energetic readiness. It's all about being ready to receive it. And any delay is just because we're in the process of preparing for it. That's how our higher self sees it. If you haven't listened to my podcast episode on surrendering to the divine plan, please go and listen to it. I think it will really support you. So here's a few steps on how to surrender. Where am I going for time? Okay, beautiful. Notice any place where you catch yourself controlling, pushing, forcing, obsessing. Overthinking. You know, have you ever like come across something? I used to do this all the time, like, I don't know, a job or a home or something and you go, oh my God, I have to have that. And you can become a little bit obsessed over it. And sometimes that's because there's a legitimate desire of, I really want this, but then the ego comes in and says, I have to have this thing. How do I make this happen? I'm obsessing, I'm overthinking it, I'm scrolling, I'm rechecking, I'm like refreshing my feed, whatever it is. I'm imagining, I'm planning it out in my mind, like we become obsessed, and that's the ego taking over. So when you notice that you become overly fixated on changing something externally because it's not feeling good to you, because you don't feel safe, because it doesn't feel right, you want to control it, where you want to get back in charge because you feel powerless, notice that. That's your first step. Everything I teach you is being aware, catching it, witnessing it, journaling about it. Also then notice if at any point life is saying no to you. Notice those places where you're trying to push or force at something and you're getting sort of energetic roadblocks. Life is saying, hey, no, not yet. You need to wait. The timing's off. You know, you're trying to make something happen and people are saying no. Doors are closing. People aren't getting back to you. That's usually a place to notice where life is trying to say, hey, there's a divine plan unfolding here. So you just need to wait. So you need to pay attention to where you're trying to control and when you're trying to push. When you notice that, drop in deeper and ask yourself, really, what's going on behind this? What are you feeling? Are you feeling afraid? Are you feeling unsafe? Are you feeling terrified you're going to lose something? Are you feeling uncomfortable because something doesn't look perfect or beautiful or right? Drop behind the control. Find the fear. Find the discomfort. Get honest around what's behind it. Yeah. And then face that, feel that, journal through that, unpack that. And then learn how to support yourself through that. Ask yourself, where and how am I being asked to practice surrender here? So once you find that fear and you notice it and you go, oof, that's uncomfortable. You might spend some time just breathing through that, journaling through that, practicing some self-care to support yourself through that. But then ask yourself, really, how am I being asked to practice surrender here? Am I being asked just to let this situation be as it is, look as it is, stay as it is for now? Am I being asked just to step back and allow this thing to unfold however it's going to unfold? Am I being asked to just stay in the present moment? Am I being asked to detach from the outcome, knowing that I've done everything that I can? And whatever outcome comes from this is in the universe's hands. Am I being asked to trust? Am I being asked to stay really, really present because my future is unknown? What is life asking me to practice here? What is my higher self asking me to practice here? And then you want to tune in for this inner work. So control will want you to skip the inner work and say, let's just do the external fix. Your soul will want to say, tune in for the deeper inner work, beautiful. Look within. See what you're being guided to do and practice here. And have the courage to practice it. Tune in for whatever peace, whatever guidance you're being shown in this moment. And I remember I did a podcast actually on manifestation a little while ago, about a year or 18 months ago. And I spoke about the surrender step in manifestation, which is when I would tune into my guidance every day and I would say, what step can I take to bring my desire to life today? And my guidance would just simply say, nothing, just go and relax, practice self-care, go to the gym, just enjoy yourself. Sometimes you'll tune in and say to your guidance, what do I need to do? And they'll just say nothing because there's nothing to do in this moment. Because actually, sometimes then what you get guided to do is just start energetically preparing, doing the inner work, feeling into the feeling of having it, releasing all of the resistance that's preventing it coming into your life. And then sometimes you'll tune in and it will say, contact that person today, go online and apply for that apartment, apply for that job, reach out and have that conversation. But the surrender is where you go in and you go, okay, here's how I'm feeling. How can I support myself through that without going into control? What is life asking me to practice here? And then tune in every day to your guidance and ask for your step to take. And then just keep noticing those opportunities to let go. Where is life asking me to let go? Where can I let go a little bit more here? Where can I come more deeply into the present and allow what's unfolding to unfold? So living in the unknown, Oh, so sorry, to my point, this is how we balance action and surrender. So there's a difference between inspired action and controlling action. And I think I talked about this in my podcast because when I was apartment hunting, for example, this is even when I do online dating, you know, when you're obsessing and controlling something, you will, you know, say I want to meet a guy online. I'm like scrolling, I'm swiping, I'm messaging, I'm then going to stalk his Instagram. Like, I want you to feel the difference between controlling action and inspired action. Inspired action is where you're in a state just of ease and allowing, and then this thing hits you. Have you ever had that? Like, this feeling hits you, this idea hits you, this impulse hits you, and you're like, oh, that feels really good. And you feel inspired to take that step. It takes some discerning to feel the difference because sometimes your ego will sort of make it feel really good, but you'll notice it's controlling where there's that kind of obsessiveness behind it. There's a fixation on something, on getting something, on making something happen. Whereas the inspired action is where there's just a part of you that's moving through you and telling you to take a step today. Something that I encourage you to do as well when you're practicing surrender is write put a line down the page and on one side write my job and on the other side write the universe's job. Like, what's within my control? What's my job? What do I need to do in terms of manifesting this thing, creating this thing? And what's in the universe's hands? So for me, for an apartment, it's definitely going to view apartments, apply for apartments, but in the universe's hands is whatever comes from that is what comes from that. I remember before finding this apartment, I missed out on so many and I was devastated. I kept being so upset, but I had to surrender and say, there's a reason life hasn't brought me that apartment. It is in life's hands. Which one is a yes? Which one I get approved for? I will get approved for the right one that's right for me. So you still have to take action to manifest things. You absolutely do. But when you're really doing the inner work and you're tuning in and you're allowing and you're just enjoying where you are, you will get inspired action steps that will make the unfolding of this easeful rather than stressful. It's where you have to sort of surrender to where you're at first. And then your guidance will come in and lead you. So I know for me with relationships, I've had to surrender to being single and really enjoy it and embrace it before I could get an inspired action step around how to go meet my man. Because if I was unhappy with being single and resisting it and being like, this is wrong and I shouldn't be here, and then I went to go date from that space, I would be controlling and trying to escape where I am to try to get something externally to make me feel better. So sometimes you have to just surrender and allow where you are to be where you are and just enjoy it for a while, and then the inspired action comes to you. So surrender does not mean that you're passive, that you just don't do anything, you sit at home and meditate and expect it to appear on your doorstep. No, you are co-creating, absolutely. But you are surrendering sometimes even when you need to act or what the action will be that you need to take. So our final piece here about living in the unknown. Okay, so many people ask me, how do I find trust? How do I feel safe in the unknown? How do I trust that everything is going to be okay? Understand there's two different ways to find trust. You can find trust, this is the ego's way, through looking outside of yourself and having proof and evidence to show you that something's going to work out. And most of us, when we have proof and evidence and we can see how it's going to work out, we will feel trusting that it's going to work out. And sometimes that's okay. There's nothing wrong with having that in your life sometimes. And, you know, that might be, you know, you find a sense of certainty that you're going to have enough money because you know that you have a paycheck coming in every month and you're certain about that because you're signed on a contract and you know it's coming. And so you can feel pretty trusting that money's coming, right? But if you run your own business and you don't have that and you're sort of just in the unknown, not knowing when money's going to come, you have to find that trust and certainty in a very different way. I know for me in business, I've had to find it just through my relationship with my inner self. You find when you're in the unknown, in a place where you can't control, it may not be business or work for you. It might be a different area of life. Maybe you're trying to have a baby. Maybe you're trying to find your dream home. Maybe you're trying to find your dream role. Maybe someone in your life is unwell. You know, maybe you're facing some unknown. Maybe you're in a transition in between situations, moving overseas, whatever it is. So one part of you will want to know that everything's going to be okay by trying to get external proof that it is. another part of you will know because of how you feel. When this is why we talked about intuition last session. When you have that intuitive knowing about something, you feel the doneness of it. Like, I know in my business, I am surrounded by so much unknown, but I know when I tune in all the time that I am on purpose and I know that I'm where I'm meant to be. And I tune in, my guidance keeps saying, this is the work you're meant to do, Connie. And I know, I just know this is what I'm meant to do. And because of that knowing, I feel a sense of certainty then that I'm going to be supported, that it's going to all work out. And whenever I feel afraid, I come back to that inner certainty. I have no external proof. I have inner certainty and knowing. And that's why we get put in times of unknown. The unknown is encouraging you to build a relationship with that deeper part of you. It wants you to come into yourself. It doesn't want you always needing external proof, because then your power is outside of you. It wants you to find it within. So if you are in a place of unknown at the moment where you can't control or predict or plan or don't have any external certainty, let go of needing to find it outside of you. This is the same with me in a relationship. I have no proof about anything working out in a relationship. I find that feeling of knowing when I tune in and I imagine him and I feel him and my guidance says he's coming and I know it's my destiny. I know it will happen in time. That feeling is enough. That's all I need, that knowing. And that knowing allows me to surrender the timing and just trust in that knowing. So being in the unknown is risky. It asks you to live in a state of feeling in the present, to find your certainty within yourself, to take life one step at a time, to ask for what guidance steps you need to take and then take them in the moment they're given to you. To balance action and surrender, to at different times be completely surrendering, to at other times be showing up and taking action. But if you are in the unknown, the biggest thing I can say to you is your inner connection, all of the work we've been doing through Slow Down and Tune In, that's your work at the moment. Your inner connection is where you will find your safety and your security. How much more empowering is it to be able to find safety and security and knowing within than it is through seeking and striving for that through something external to you? Yeah. All right, my loves. So your practices, I get you to work with surrender this week. Look at those places where you're being asked to surrender. Look at those places where control has just taken you over. Explore why you're resisting surrendering, what that fear is. Unpack it a little bit more. And then explore what it would look like to surrender a little bit more, to practice more acceptance, allowing, trust, ease, flowing, letting go in those situations. I also want you to lean into the unknown. I mean, most of us try to avoid the unknown. Most of us are trying to escape and pull away from and get away from the unknown wherever possible. I want you to lean into the unknown. Look for little opportunities where there is unknown or uncertainty and lean into it. And start to open up to it and start to put yourself in those situations, because the more that you put yourself in the unknown, just the more familiar it becomes. And you realize it's not super scary. And you realize it's just going to a movie and sitting there and not knowing what you're going to see, what's going to happen. It can be exciting. It can add mystery. It can add adventure. It can add magic to your life if you choose to reframe it that way. You can see the unknown as what allows there to be magic in your life. I mean, most of us who live very predictable, planned lives, we are bored as fuck. We are just bored, you know? How boring is it where you know where you're going to work every day, you know how you're going to get there, you know what you're going to eat, you know how you're going to work out, you know what you're going to do on the weekend? Like, where is the excitement? So let the unknown, find places to be in the unknown and allow that adventure and mystery to flow into your life. Look at your patterns of control. Look at little places where you need to be in control of everything. And I know this is a really hard pattern to release, but just like set it as a little task, a little area of inner work, and just be like, okay, so this is my one place that I want to be in control. It's going to take me a while, but I'm going to practice here. This is my area to practice. This is my little life. This is my little classroom. I have the opportunity to practice releasing control. What would that look like? To let go of control here. And let me just start easing into that a little And then tune into your guidance. Stay with this practice of connecting with your guidance every day. Journal to your inner guidance, ask questions, tune in, use all of the principles of this course to connect with yourself, meditate, go out in nature, drop in. Stop trying to find certainty in your mind. Stop trying to find certainty outside of yourself. Find it within. And it's going to take some time, but just commit to this as your new way of living, your new way of practicing things. All right. I am so proud of you for making it to this point of the course. It doesn't matter whether you're behind on the coursework. It doesn't matter where you are. This is part of the process of surrender. You show up, you give it your best, and then you just let go of however this is going to unfold for you. Know that you can revisit these resources anytime. This course is here for you to support you. Next week will be our final integration week for the course. It'll give you a chance just to reflect over the whole journey. But I hope you enjoyed today's class. This is such a big topic and you don't need to master it right away, but please just step away from this class with the willingness to learn and the willingness to practice. Releasing control, being in the present, opening up to the mystery of life, surrendering and flowing, and see what magic unfolds for you as a result. I'm sending you lots of love. I love you so much, and I'm so proud of you, and I will talk to you in our final class next week. Bye.